Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host of the show this morning, and the co-host is Otto Loos. Otto and I have been speaking with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Long Island. We've been speaking with Laurel LaRoy, who's the program manager, Meredith Michaels, the director of development, Drew, who is a big sister, and Diamond, who is a little sister. So I know during the break, Otto had some questions he wanted to direct toward Big Brothers.
Yeah, it's toward the part about who the big is and what kind of mentoring the big is capable of doing, to be honest about it. To me, would have to be somebody who has an open mind and open eyes themselves. Otherwise, I could visualize in this world today, there are some people that are very strongly opinionated about certain things. And I don't know if you would want a mentor who has super strong opinions about something and then tries to more or less force the little into that thinking. How do you kind of try to prevent that?
Yeah, that's definitely something we don't want happening. Our interview process is pretty extensive. So it's not like a big will come in, meet with somebody for 10 minutes and then move on in the process. We sit down with them anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, and we do a comprehensive interview with them, asking them questions, seeing what their thoughts, beliefs, opinions are, and how they respond to certain things. We give them case scenarios to see how they would respond if put in certain circumstances, because we don't want a big to put their opinions, their beliefs on a little. We want them to expose the little to new things, open their mind about certain things, not necessarily what they want them to think.
Okay, I think that's
good. What kind of commitment do you kind of ask for from a big when they're coming to volunteer? Because certainly you want to, you know, develop a nice relationship. Is it like a lifetime commitment? Is it a year? How does that work?
So when a big chooses to become part of the program, we let them know that the time commitment is a year from the start of the match. So not from the date that they come in inquiring about the program. It's a year from the day that they're matched, and they have to be able to commit 4 hours a month to their little.
Wow.
Right. And we do hope that the relationship does carry on for a lifetime, but that's not a program requirement.
I was just going to ask if
they want to see each other more frequently, is that allowable? Is that then also considered part of the program, or is that just something that they come up with on their own?
Yeah, that 4 hours is just a minimum guideline. We do have many mentors who do see each other more than that. We just ask that the mentors keep it consistent. So we don't want them spending 20 hours one month and 4 hours the next month. We ask that they keep it consistent.
Question for Drew and Diamond. How long have you two been matched as big and little? And what kinds of things do you do together?
So we've been matched for 2 years. We actually just celebrated our 2-year anniversary, which is really exciting. And we have done the most broadest range of different types of activities, and Diamond can chime in on this also, but we've done everything from fishing excursions to Adventureland. We have done volunteering for events also. Big Brothers, Big Sisters also does a really fantastic job of hosting events, and Meredith and Lauren kind of spoke to this earlier. But they can bring in the bigs and the littles for different kinds of craft nights and Halloween events and fall festivals. But I do have to say, kind of like our favorite thing to do together is either the craft events. We both kind of bond over crafting. We're both very kind of creative people. Oh. Diamond more than me. She's way more, she's way better at this stuff than I am. I just like to try to be like her. But we enjoy doing the craft events, and we also like to do friendlies in the movies. So that kind of, we like to do those different types of things. So a very wide range of different types of activities. And I also like to try to introduce her to new types of things. I recently got her hooked on smoothies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really good. So trying to expose her to different things and then just seeing whatever she likes and whatever we enjoy doing together. And we just kind of go with it.
Simon, how do you feel that this program has influenced your life? You know, how does it touch you?
Okay. So basically, I used to be very introverted. I still am kind of introverted, but it's a lot more easier for me to talk to somebody, specifically Drew, because when I was going through stuff in my life, I did not like to talk to anybody about it, like my grandmother, my mother, my siblings. I like to talk to people about it. And then I met Drew, and slowly she started opening me up to her. Like, I could tell her my problems. She'd give me her input, her advice. I'll take it. And then things will smooth out from there. She's like a great person to tell your advice to. I'll give you that right now. There's this little thing that before, when I had first met her, I didn't like to show my teeth in pictures. I did not like to smile at all. And you can look at all the pictures from back then to now. She has gotten me to smile in many pictures now. I did not like to show my teeth. Like now, I would usually be like this, or I'd cover my mouth when I smile or something like that. Aww. But now she gets me to like smile in pictures and talk more. And it's a lot easier talking to her.
That's great. Has it influenced what direction you think you might go in your life down the road?
She's introduced me to a lot of stuff. Like, I was always a crafty person, but I didn't like to take part in it. And now we make paintings and we decorate trucks. And right now we like have like this little bracelet thing that we're definitely going to do later.
Mm-hmm.
We make a lot of stuff. Like, she's basically introduced me to a lot of arts and crafts, I want to say. Like, you made a blanket. Well, almost finished the blanket.
We started a blanket.
But yeah, definitely.
She's our radio show producer, Christina Liu, is right now. I don't want to use the word drooling, but she is so crafty. She has, yeah. I've never seen her so focused on guests before. When you're talking about all the crafting stuff, she's like listening for ideas and all that. So wonderful and so creative. It would be great if you could have a career in some kind of creative, crafty profession. Is that something that you're kind of looking at down the road?
Yes, because I kind of, now that we started these bracelets and stuff, I kind of want to be like a ring maker, you know, like, like give people customized wedding rings or make them
beautiful. So jewelry design.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And, you know, one more thing, which is so it's important to mention that, you know, I think a lot of people have a misconception that to become a big, it's a big expense. So there's a lot of people that might be hesitant. You know, Long Island's already an expensive place to live. I have children, or I'm right out of college, or I'm just starting out. And, you know, to Drew's point, we really try to take that burden off of our bigs and provide a lot of these activities and tickets to things and virtual events and special events. And we don't want this to be a big expense on a big, and it's completely up to them what they'd like to spend and how they, you know, the activities they want to do in addition. But there are so many resources that we do provide so that this match can still experience really great things together, but not have it be a huge financial burden on the big. So we encourage anyone interested in becoming a big or a mentor, you know, to not really fear that side of things, because there is a lot of support available and resources available to sort of make that less of a burden.
I'm just curious. Sorry, Otto. How many active matches? Just so anybody who's listening has an idea of what goes into making these matches, and also, you know, like you were just bringing up the cost factor, and we're going to get into fundraising probably in the next segment. We could talk a little bit about that, but how many active matches does the Long Island agency have?
Sure. On average, we serve about 500 youth per year.
About 500 matches?
We have 500 youth enrolled in our program per year on average. Yep.
I'm sorry, but what's the average range of the bigs in that 500 matches?
You mean by age or?
Yeah. Like, are they your older people, younger people, middle of the road?
We have a nice variety. We do have some bigs that are in college or just graduated college. And then we have bigs who are retired. So they're finished their careers and they want to give back. We also have a nice handful of bigs that are going through their career. Like Drew, she's currently working. She's in her career, but she also is a big sister, meets with Diamond. So it really, we run the gamut of ages.
And what's nice is that the vetting process, as Lauren mentioned, the piece of it that is so important is ensuring that the big and the little are going to really work together, that they're going to mesh their personality. And that's why the process is so long. And we tell anyone interested that this is not just, oh, I want to be a mentor. Okay, here's a little, go be with them. Like there's a lot that goes into it. And it's so they can have this consistency and that they can have a more long-term relationship. Because if you paired a big and a little that were so different, had such different interests, and it's okay to have differences because you can introduce each other to those things, but it's important that you're going to work in some way. So having such a diverse lineup of bigs applying to be in our program really allows us to match them appropriately with a little. So we love that we have individuals right out of college, middle-aged individuals that have their own families and are, you know, at the core of their careers, retirees, kids that are out of their home and off to college, you know, older individuals that have been retired for a long time. We don't have restrictions on that because we can guarantee we'll always have a little that will be a good match with that person.
Right. That's good to know because we are Project Independence and we're a program for people in the town of North Hempstead who are 60 and older. So, you know, there's an opportunity for seniors to do that as well. I'm curious too, and I don't know if we have enough time before the next break, is what impact did COVID have? How did the matches that, you know, was everything on Zoom? Was there, you know, how did you adjust? And did you see a lower enrollment or an increase of enrollment because people were, you know, more homebound? You know, a lot of kids were doing their schoolwork. You know, Diamond, I'd be interested to hear from you too on that, how your relationship with Drew, since it sounds like it started before COVID and continued throughout. So I'd love to hear how that all worked for you too.
I think me and Drew got closer during COVID, to be honest, because not being around each other for a kind of like a period of time, there was a lot more stuff that we could talk about than seeing each other frequently. Like say we saw each other every week, then I'd have to fill her in of stuff that happened that week. And not a lot of stuff happens within a week.
Not during COVID.
But during COVID, like when you don't see each other for like 2 weeks to 3 weeks at a time, a lot of stuff happened during that time. So I fill her in. Basically, I text her and I'm like, the next time we see each other, I have tea to tell you. Like, I said everything that happens and I fill her in. And it's like, it's great bonding, to be honest. And there's a lot of, there are Zoom activities during COVID. But we had did one that was in person. It was like a Halloween trunk design, which we won the contest.
We totally won the contest.
We won the contest. But that was in person. I think the main focus of it is that we still wear masks though. Right. So like going around, it's good. We still social distance and everything, but it's usually just me and Drew in the car anyways. So yeah, we definitely got closer during COVID.
Technology sure helped our program. Right. And I think a lot of our matches definitely utilized FaceTime and Zoom and different forms of technology, right? Yeah.
FaceTime pictures this lady has is crazy.
All right, so when we come back from our next break, we'll talk a little bit more because I am curious to hear how it overall impacted Big Brother's.
Oh yeah, we have a lot more to share on the COVID, on how our organization was affected for sure.
Wonderful, we'll be back right after a quick break.